Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be Luli Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda ben Frantichek. And we're learning the Mishnah on Zavim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. And Amir Tashem, we are going to see Neflos Mitaras Hashem. The Mishnah says that if a person sees two days, Bein Hashmashos, Suffik Latuma, Suffik Lakarban. Rosh Ne Yamin, Bein Hashmashos, if one experienced an irregular emission of Zav on two consecutive days during Bein Hashmashos, so it's Suffik Latuma Ulakarban. So we know that something called a Zav, if he has one emission, he's not yet a Zav. It's a certain type of a discharge from his genital organ. And so he has the same din as a Balkari, that he's Tameh, but not for 7 days, and not Mishkav and Moshav. Second emission, he's a Zav, then he has to count 7 clean days, and then go to Mayim Chaim, and 3 flows, then he has to bring carbon, as we see in Vayikra, Tesvav Yudalid. So, they have to be consecutive, so either 2 flows in 1 day, or 2 flows over 2 days, or 1 flow that spans 2 days. And if the flows are separated by a full day, then he's not a Zav. So, that's the background. And then the Mishnah says that if one experienced an irregular emission, the Ziva, on 2 consecutive days during Bein Hashmashos, it's Suffik L'Tumah, Suffik L'Karban. So, let's say the person saw one emission during Bein Hashmashos of Sunday evening, and then another emission during the Bein Hashmashos of Monday evening. So in such a case, it's possible that he experienced the first emission during the part of Bein Hashmashos that was entirely day. And he also might have experienced the following day's emission during a part of Bein Hashmashos that was entirely night. If that's true, the emissions would be separated by a full day. The first would be on Sunday, and the second on Tuesday, because on Sunday it was day, and the next day was night, so Sunday by day is Sunday, and Monday by night is Tuesday. And therefore he's not a Zav at all. Another possibility is that they weren't separated by a full day. Sundays and Mondays flows occurred during the part of Bein Hashmashos that were night, or maybe both were the day. So that means that either he saw on Sunday or Monday and Tuesday. And then it's consecutive. And then there's possibility number 3, that it's 3 consecutive Rios. So for example, maybe when he saw on Sunday, the transition between day and night took place. So then the flow occurred partly during the day and partly during the night. And from a legal standpoint, the person has 2 consecutive emissions, 1 on Sunday, 1 on Monday. And then the following day's emission took place during the part of Bein Hashmashos that was night. Then that's Tuesday. So that's 3 days. And then he's a full Zav. So that's what it means in the Mishnah, Rosh Neyam Bein Hashmashos. If he experienced 2 days during Bein Hashmashos each day, so Suffik L'Tumah, Suffik L'Karban. So he might be Tameh, because he saw in 2 days, and he might even have to bring a Karban, it might be considered 3 days. Ra Yom Echad Bein Hashmashos, if he saw the emission on just 1 day and it was during Bein Hashmashos, Suffik L'Tumah. So maybe he's Tameh, because maybe it's 2 days. Ad kan midivrei ha-mishnah. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Tana Rabbanan, Bein Hashmashos, this is a Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, Bein Hashmashos, Safek min hayom u'min halayla. Bein Hashmashos is possibly comprised of day and night together. Safek kulo min hayom, it's possibly comprised entirely of day. Safek kulo min halayla, or it's possibly comprised totally at night. So because of these uncertainties, meitilin also lechomer shnei yamim, we place it, the stringencies of 2 days. In other words, we treat Bein HaShmashos as if it were part of the previous day or part of the following day whenever you have a chumrah. So for example, you're not allowed to do malacha Bein HaShmashos Friday because maybe it's Shabbos, and you're not allowed to do malacha Bein HaShmashos Shabbos because maybe it's still Shabbos, maybe it's the earlier day. And if you perform malacha during either period, you have to bring an Ashem Taloi, which is what you bring for uncertain Chilulei Shabbos. Skipping a little bit in the Gemara Marmar, Metilin also lechomer shnei yamim, we place upon Bein HaShmashos the stringencies of 2 days, l'mai hilchasa, with reference to what law does this express itself? And it's the Gemara Linyan Tuma, as far as Tuma is concerned. And then it tells us our Mishnah and Zavin. Kedisnan Rosh Nayam Bein HaShmashos Safik L'Tumah L'Karban Rayom Echad Bein HaShmashos Safik L'Tumah, as we just learned. So what do you see from here? You see that it has the Chomer of both days, and you assume that maybe it was if he saw in 2 days, then it's a suffix l'tum l'karban, that maybe he's tameh, because maybe he saw in 2 consecutive days, or maybe it's even a karban because he saw in 3 days, as we explained. And if he saw 1 day, Bein HaShmashos suffix l'tumah, because it's we have the chomer of 2 days, so you assume that maybe he saw here 2 days, maybe it was one re'iyah spread over 2 days. So therefore you see that it might be comprised of day, night, or day and night together. However, a chumrah is going to come out. Rashi writes, Ketzat shema bein hashmashos harishon kulo min hayom bein hashmashos hasheni kulo min halayla. So it's only a suffix because maybe the first re'iyah was all from the day, and the second re'iyah, the second Bein HaShmashos, was from the night. And therefore it turns out he saw, for example, Sunday Bein HaShmashos, he saw Sunday, and then the Monday re'iyah was Monday night, which makes it Tuesday, and therefore Monday was Mafsik Bein Taim. Ad kan midivrei Rashi, simashmos divrei Rashi, and this is explained in the Sefer Eretz Chaim, a wonderful Sefer Masecha Zavim, that even in an instance where he saw 2 days kol Bein HaShmashos, nevertheless there's a suffix, maybe the first Bein HaShmashos is kulo min hayom, and the second Bein HaShmashos is kulo min halayla, even though he saw 2 days, two Bein HaShmashos is. We're assuming that maybe the first one is kulo min hayom and the second one is kulo min halayla. So that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos learns Rashi that way. And they're tamei on Rashi. If rishon kulo min hayom, if the first Bein HaShmashos, if you say Sunday's the Bein HaShmashos is kulo min hayom, then Monday's also kulo min hayom. How can you say that Sunday's Bein HaShmashos is kulo min hayom and Monday's Bein HaShmashos is kulo min halayla? Mapitom? And not only that, but later on in the sugya it says that if you do malacha on two Bein HaShmashos, is your chayiv chatas mamanav shach. Because it turns out that, right, if you did it both Banish Mushuses, then it's either you did Malacha on Friday night, because you did Malacha because it was night, Banish Mushus was night. Or if Banish Mushus is day, then when you did Malacha Banish Mushus Shabbos, then you did Malacha on Shabbos. If you did it on Saturday, Banish Mushus Saturday, then you did Malacha on Shabbos. So it's either Friday night, if Banish Mushus is night, then the first Banish Mushus did Malacha, Banish Mushus is day, and the second Banish Mushus did Malacha. But according to Rashi, Ma Pitom, you could say, says Tosfos, maybe Banish Mushus of Erev Shabbos is Kulam and Yom, and Motzi Shabbos is Kulam and Alayla. So how can you say that you're Chayva Chatas Manav Shach, Shalom Chayva on Asham? So Tosfos there gives other Perushim, another Perush, and the Perush of Rabbeinu Shmuel in the Sugya, the Perush of Rabbeinu Tam. But Sarach Iyun Tuva, Perusha Shal Rashi, Kamosha Totos, Tosfos doesn't understand Rashi, as we explain. So what's Pshat in Rashi? So in order to explain Rashi, first we have to understand a Yesod in Zmanim. And that is, in the Sugya in the Gemara, Lamed Daled Amud Beis, it says that Mishatishka Achama Tzeis HaKochavim is 2/3 of a mil, or 1/2 mil according to Reb Nechemia. From Shkia Sacham until Tzeis HaKochavim, 2/3 of a mil, 13.5 minutes. And that's the shear of Bein HaShemashas. On the other hand, the Sugin Meseches Psachim, and Av Tzadi Dalet Amar Aleph, tells us that Mishkia Sacham at Tzeis HaKochavim is 4 mil, which is 72 minutes. So what is it, 13.5 minutes or 72 minutes? And Tosis in Shabbos is Tamei about this. And they write in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that really the shear of Tzeis HaKochavim is 4 mil after Shkia, like we see in the Sigis HaGemar and Psachim and Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph. The shear of Tzeis HaKochavim is 4 mil after Shkia. And that it says in the Sugya and Gemar and Shabbos and Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, the shear of Tzeis HaKochavim is 2/3 of a mil after Shkia, that's after the second Shkia. And the Sugya Psachim is talking about the first Shkia. So the first is 57 minutes. And then the next one is like 13 minutes. The first one is Metchilas HaShkia at 72 minutes. And then when it says Masech HaShabbos, 2/3 of a mil, that's talking about the second Shkia, that's talking about the last part of the of Bein HaShemashos. It's talking about 13.5 minutes before 72. 58.5. So Shir Tzeis HaKochavim Utlasa Rivei Mil Achar Shkia Hanu Achar Shkia Shnia, after the second Shkia. And the Sugim Psachim, 72 minutes, is from the Tchila Shkia. And that's the Yisod of the Shir of Rabbeinu Tam, that Tzeis HaKochavim is 72 minutes after Shkia, 4 mil. And that's the Sugim Psachim, that's the famous Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. However, the Gra, the beginning of Reish Sam Chalef, is Cholek. And he writes that the Shir of Tzeis HaKochavim is like we see in Shabbos, that it's 3/4 of a mil. Before I said 2/3, what I meant was 3/4. It's 3/4 of a mil. And from this time, it's night. And that it says in the Gemara and Psachim that it's 4 mil after Shkia, 4 mil in 72 minutes. That's the shear of Yetzias Kol HaKochavim. That's something else. So what's the nafkamina? All right, anyway, but that's the machlokes. Is it 3/4 of a mil? Or is it 72 minutes? How much after Shkia is night? Now there's another machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Gra about Minyan Shos Hayom, Shos Manios, 3 hours for Shema, 4 hours for Tefillah. Do we count Shos Hayom from Amud HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochavim? Or do we count from Netz till Shkia, Magen Avraham, from Amud till Tzeis, the Gra, from Netz till Shkia? So that's their machlokas about Zman Kriya Shema. Where do you count it from? Do you count the 3 hours from Alos? Or do you count it from Tzeis? The Gra's Zman is always later, as we know. And the Sefer Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, in his Tshuvis, Rabbi Aaron Kotler was not only a Rosh Yeshiva and a Baal Mechadesh par excellence, but he also was a Meshiv and a Posek. He's not known for that, but you see in his Tshuvis, he could deal with the best of them. Anyway, see, he holds that these two machlokas are Teluyim Zevazeh. These two machlokas of when you hold Shkia is, where if the day is from Nes to Shkia, or if the day is from Alos to Tzeis, that's totally in the machlokas of, is it 72 minutes or 13 and a half minutes after Shkia is nighttime? Which one is nighttime? Because the sheet of the Gra is that the 3/4 of the mill of Bein Hashmashos that we see in Shabbos Lamed Daled starts from the first Shkia, and then afterwards it's Vaday Laila. It's Vaday Laila. And in the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Beis Amud Beis, we learn from the Pasuk that day is from Alos HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochavim. So it comes out according to the Gra that he holds that when it says in the Gemara that the day ends at Tzeis HaKochavim, you know what it means, the day ends at Tzeis HaKochavim? The day ends 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, 3/4 of a mil after Shkia. And then it's Tzeis HaKochavim. And then it's Laila L'chol Adinim. Now we see in the Gemara in Pesachim, the Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, that at 6 hours, the sun is in the middle of the sky. That's Chatzos. So to Pesachim Sadi Dal, and for that reason, the Talmud Ben Arbaim is Karev B'Sheshu Mechza, when it starts getting a little shady, and Rabbi Kiv Eger, and at 6, it's the sun is right in the middle of the sky, and then the sun starts moving over after 6, at 6 and a half. But at 6, it's in the middle, it's Rosh Kol Adam. Now, let's say you figure out the day from Amud HaShachar, and you know that the Gemara of the day is at Seis, 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. So it emerges that when the sun is Be'emtza Rakia, is the 7th hour for Amud HaShachar. Because right, if the day starts from Amud HaShachar, when's Amud HaShachar? Amud HaShachar is 72 minutes before the Zricha. So let's say the Zricha is at 6. So then Amud HaShachar is going to be at 4:48. Now, 4:48, and then let's say it's from 6 to 6, right? And Shkia is at 6. Zricha is at 6 and Shkia is at 6. So it's 4:48. And then when's Shkia going to be? At 6. So when's night going to be? 6:13, right? That's a good time. So if you figure out 4:48 in the morning till 6:13 at night, so turns out then that the Shemesh is Omedes B'Emtza Rakia in the 7th hour, not at the 6th hour, the 7th hour. Because you're dealing with from 4:48 until 6:13. So when's the sun going to be? Be'emtza Rakia. Not at the 6th hour. Because when's the 6th hour from 4:48? It's 10:48. And that's not the middle of the day. It's going to be Be'emtza Rakia at closer to 11:48. 7 hours. Right? Because then it's going to be in between the 6 and the 6. Because we know that the night is at 6:13. So if the night is at 6:14 and you say that the day starts at Alos, so it's not going to be like the Gemara says 6 hours into the day. Chatzos won't be 6 hours, Chatzos will be 7 hours. So therefore, according to the Gra, who puts Tzeis HaKochavim earlier, you have to say that you're counting not from Alos HaShachar, but from Neitz. And then the sun will really be in the middle of the sky at 6 hours. But the Magen Avraham doesn't have this problem. Because what can the Magen Avraham say? Magen Avraham says, no, the Cheshbon is really from Alos till Tzeis. It's not from... It's not from Neitz till Shkia. According to the Gra, it has to be Neitz to Shkia, right? You're not going to say it's from Alos to Shkia. It's either Alos to Tzeis or Neitz to Shkia. So according to the Gra, since Alos is 72 minutes before Zricha, and his night is so early, his night is only 13 minutes after Shkia, so it'll turn out according to the Gra that if you start from Alos to Shachar, then it's not going to be 6 hours into the day, it's going to be closer to 7 hours into the day that you're going to have Shkia. You're going to have Chatzos. So in order for Chatzos to be 6 hours into the day, you have to start counting from when? From Neitz, and then it's going to go to Shkia, and then Tak, it's going to be 6 hours into the day. Because it's starting at 6 in the morning, let's say. That's the Zricha, and then 6 hours into the day is midday, and then Tak, 6 hours later is night. According to the Gra, everything works out according to his cheshbon, only if he cheshbon out the shows manios from Shkia, from Neitz to Shkia. Because if you figure it out from Alos to Tzeis, it's going to be 7 hours from Neitz that it's going to be Chatzos, from Alos that it's going to be Chatzos Hayom, and that can't be. The Gemara says 6 hours, but according to the Magen Avraham, he holds like Rabbeinu Tam and Tzeis HaKochavim. So he can make the cheshbon from Alos till Tzeis, because it says in the Gemara in Pesachim that from Amud HaShachar until Neitz, it's the same as from Shkia till Tzeis. So it's going to come out 72 minutes on both ends. So if it's going to come out 72 minutes on both ends, so when is Neitz, when is Alos, let's say 4:48, and when is Tzeis? Tzeis is going to be 72 minutes after 6, which is at 7:12. So if you figure out from 4:48 in the morning until 7:12, if those are your shows manios, those are your 12 hours, it's going to come out to, according to the Magen Avraham, that 6 hours, 6 shows manios, I made the cheshbon, works, that 6 shows manios after Amud HaShachar is going to be Chatzos. So according to the Gra L'Shitaso, that Tzeis HaKochavim is only 13 minutes after. So if you go from Alos to Tzeis, then it's going to come out that Shkia is 7 hours after Alos. But if you go from Neitz to Shkia, then it's Taka going to be 6 hours after Shkia. It's going to be 6 hours after Neitz. So the Gra L'Shitaso, who holds that it's 13 and a half minutes, that nighttime, it says it's 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, is going to have to hold that the shows manios are figured out from Nates to Shkia, because only then will Chatzos be at 6 hours. That the Shemesh is going to be Omedes Bem Tzarakia B'chatzi Ayom B'shei Shos. But according to the Magen Avraham, he holds Alos to Tzeis, because his Tzeis is 72 minutes later. So according to his Cheshbon of Alos to Tzeis, because he is a later Tzeis, so it turns out that Taka is 6 hours after Alos, it is going to be, the Icham is going to be Be'emtza Rakia. So it's each one Lishitasa. So you can look in his tshuva over there in Chelek Aleph, Simon Beis. So he says it's Haba Hatalia. And therefore he's Tamei on Minhag Eretz Yisrael. That on one hand on Shabbos they're making like the Gra, Lekula, that they do Malacha after, they don't wait 72 minutes to do Malacha. And when it comes to Kriya Shema, they're machmir like the Magen Avraham. But how could it be? Because the machlokes about when Seis HaKochavim is talui in the machlokes of how to figure out Shos Manios. So if your old Seis is like the Gra, then your Shos Manios are going to go from Nates till Shkia. And then your night time is going to be 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. So that's going to apply to Shabbos, it's going to apply to Kriya Shema. You're going to figure out the 3 hours from Nates. If you figure out the 3 hours from Nates, that means that your Shabbos is going to end, that your night time Seis is 13 minutes after Shkia, because how about Talia? It's the only way you're going to have the Chama B'Emtzarakia at Sheishos is if you go from Nates to Shkia, according to the Gra, because his Seis is much earlier. So that's going to be Legabe Shabbos, and that's going to be that it's 13 and a half minutes after it's Shkia, and that's also going to be Legabe Kriya Shema, that it's 3 hours from Nates. But no, when it comes to the Kriya Shema, that figuring out the Shos Manios, we follow the Magen Avraham in Eretz Yisrael, which is from Alos. But if you hold that the Shos Manios comes from Alos, so according to the Gra's Cheshbon, then according to the Rav Aaron's Cheshbon, then your Tzeis is going to be 72 minutes later. So how are you Machmir by Shema and Mekel by Shabbos? That's the Ha'ara of Rav Aaron. So to be miyashiv the minhag, we could say as follows, that the nidon linyan chaluko shos ve'yom ba'layla, and the nidon, when is layla linyan dinei Torah, are two dinim chalukim. The discussion of splitting up the day, the hours, when is day and when is night, and the discussion of when is night linyan dinei Torah, are two different issues. And the proof is that the opinion of the Gra is that Minyan Shos Hayom Humeanates, he holds that you figure out the Chalukos HaShos of Yom Valayla, when the days start according to the Gra, when you figure out the hours, the Shos Manios, from Nates. But when it comes to Dinei Torah, when does the day really start? From Amud HaShachar, like we see in Megillah Daf Chaf. And there we learn from the Pasuk of La'or Yom, L'meir Bakar Yom. So therefore, even the Dinei Torah is considered Yom. Not that that's the Ikar Metzias Yom. The Ikar Metzias Yom is from Nates. That's the Ikar Oran Yom. You should learn from a Pasuk, L'meir Bakar Yom, already from Alos. Since it's the beginning, it has a Din Yom, then Dinei Torah. That's not the Ikar Metzias Hayom. The Ikar Metzias Hayom is from Nates. And therefore, even though it's already called Yom, Linyan Dinei Torah, from Alos, But as far as figuring out the Shos Manios, you start from the Iker Yom, which is Netz. And so to Lenin says, Kochavim, Mitzias Halayla is Beitzias Kola Kochavim. 72 minutes. Does Mistalik or Hashemish Lagamre, like the Gemara says. There's no more sun. And that's Zman B'Yesor that we see in the Gemara in Brachos Daf Beis Amid Beis. And since La'or Kara Yom B'Choshech Kara Laila, if so, the Iker Metzias HaLaila is only when there is Siluk Or Hashemish Lagamre. The Iker Metzias HaLaila, when is the Iker Metzias HaLaila? When there is a complete Siluk of Or Hashemish. And that you have 13 and a half minutes according to the Gra, that's not a Metzias of Laila. Just like Amar HaShachar has Dine Yom, L'meir Ba'kara Yom. So to Linyan Laila, since it's beginning to get dark, so it has Dine Laila, Linyan Mitzis HaTorah. But not that it's the Metzias of Laila. The Iker Metzias of Laila is from 72 minutes. But just Linyan Dine Torah. And Linyan figuring out the shows Manios. So it's already going to be considered night by Tseis. But the Iker Metzias HaLaila, Tseis 13 and a half minutes. But the Iker Metzias HaLaila is when? 72 minutes. So the Iker Metzias HaYom, according to the Gra, is from Netz. And the Iker Metzias is Netz, according to what we're saying. And the Iker Metzias HaLaila is 72 minutes after Shkia. And therefore it would appear as follows. That there's a chiluk between the discussion of the Shos Manios, the Minyan Shos Hayom V'Alayla, and the Nidon of Dine Yom V'Alayla as far as Mitzvah Satara are concerned. That the Minyan of Shos Hayom V'Alayla is Talui B'Mitzius Hayom V'Alayla. And therefore we can say that even though we pass in like the Gra as far as Mitzvah Halayla, that's because from Tseis HaKochavim it's already beginning to get dark, and it has Dine Laila. So already from dark, you already can have Dine Laila. But that's not the Iker Metzias HaLaila. The Iker Metzias HaLaila is B'Tseis Kol HaKochavim, 72 minutes. Just as far as the Dine Laila are concerned, it's already from 13 and a half minutes. So even if you pass them like the Gorelin in Metzias HaLaila, that's because from Tseis HaKochavim, it's Mach Shechubav Yesh Bo Dinei Laila. But as far as Minyan HaShos goes, we can say that we count from Alos HaShachar until Tseis of Rabbeinu Tam, since the Metzias HaLaila is only Bizman Tseis HaKochavim of Rabbeinu Tam. So how are we going to figure out the Minyan HaShos? For Minyan HaShos, from Alos HaShachar, from when it's already not the Iker Yom, if already starts being day, it starts having Dine day, like we see in the Gemara, that already from Alos HaShachar already has Dine Yom. And when is it going to end? It's only going to end when there's the Iker Metzias of Laila. When's the Iker Metzias of Laila? 72 minutes. This is Man of Rabbeinu Tam. And that's the Yisod al-Machlokas of the Gemara and the Magen Avraham. According to the Magen Avraham, you count L'Shos Hayom Kol Man HaShayach L'Yom. And therefore, what shaykh to the day from Alos HaShachar when it starts until Tseis HaKochavim, which is the Iker Metzias of night? In other words, as long as there's shaykhs to the day, it's going to be considered day. So when's there shaykhs to the day from Alos HaShachar, which is when the Dinei Torah you can already be mekayim the mitzvahs of the day? Until Tseis HaKochavim, which is when you have the Ikar Metzias of night. Until then, it's still a shtickle day until 72 minutes. So therefore, according to the Magen Avraham, that's how you figure out the Shel Zmanios. The Shel Zmanios are going to be figured out mechushban according to any time is any concept of day from Alas HaShachar until 72 minutes. Mashenke, according to the Gra, we only count for the Minyan HaShos, for the Shel Zmanios, the Ikar Metzias of the Yom. What's the Ikar Metzias HaYom? The Ikar Metzias HaYom starts by day, in the morning, at Nates. That's the Ikar Metzias HaYom. And then, when is that going to go to? It's going to go to the end of the Ikar Metzias HaYom. When is the end of the Ikar Metzias HaYom? Already at Shkia. And then it already starts to get dark. So as far as this machlokas, we can pass it like the Magen Avraham. And we can say that when you talk about Minyan HaShos, we don't follow Ikar Metzias HaYom, but rather you follow any type of Yom. And that's not a stira to follow the Gra when it comes to Shir Tzeis HaKochavim Linyan Dinei Torah. Because as far as Dinei Torah are concerned, maybe the Gra is right, that already when it starts getting dark, the Magen Avraham holds and then Rabbeinu Tam holds. No, it has to be completely dark, 72 minutes, in order to do Mitzvah HaLaila. But we can follow the Gra, and we can say, no, when it starts getting nighty, you can already do Mitzvah HaLaila. Machshichuba, the Tchilas Mitzvah HaLaila, you can already start doing Mitzvah HaLaila. So as far as shows, these are two separate. So what we're saying now is that these are two separate machlokos. When you figure out the hours of the day and the night, which is considered hours of day and which is considered hours of night, so you could follow the Magen Avraham that as long as there's any Metzias of day, it's considered the hours of the day. It's considered Minyan Shos Hayom, and therefore you go from Alos until Tseis. Alos, it starts being day, and then Tseis, 72 minutes, it mamish ends. So that's as far as Kriya Shema goes. But as far and that's how you're going to figure out Shos Manios and Nemela, that's going to be Dinei Kriya Shema, 3 hours from Alos. But when it comes to Dinei Torah, you could follow the Gra, and you can say that Medin Torah, already when it starts being night, you already keep Dinei night, and that means that from 13 and a half minutes on, you can already from 6 to 6:13 and a half, it's going to be suffix, so don't mess, but already from 6:13 and a half, you can already do malacha. Right, you see, according to the Gra, that Linyan Shos Hayom, you go by the Ikar Metzias of the day, which is right already from Shkia, it's already not the Ikar Metzias of the day, because already Shkia starts getting dark. But since it's still a suffix, so as far as being Michal Shabbos goes, then you have to wait the 13 and a half minutes. And then already you know that it's Mach Shechuba. Before that, it's not. That's according to the Gra. So as far as Shabbos goes, we're going to be making like the Gra. But as far as Shel Zmanios goes, no, we don't follow the Gra, who holds that as far as Dinim go, you can already consider it night at 3/4 of a mil, but rather we follow, that's as far as dinim go, but as far as figuring out the chalukas hashos ben yom lalaila, then you go whenever you have any type of yom, it's considered yom, and that's from alos until 72 minutes after shkia, because even after 13 and a half minutes it's still mach shichuba, but it's not totally dark yet, so you can still consider it day. So it would appear, I hope this is clear, if not, you can always contact me and I can explain more, that's the Yisod Safek of Bein HaShemashos. The Safek is Machshich Uba enough by Shkia? Is that enough, in Yindinei Torah, that it should be considered night? We know that it's machshi chupa. So what do you say about dinei Torah? Is it considered night or not? And that's his manam mitzvah supik. Avo mitzias halayla ain b'ze safek. Mitzias halayla is definitely after all the kochavim came out, 72 minutes. That's the vade mitzias halayla. The question is, linyan dinei Torah, is machshi chupa enough? So that's the safek of Shkia, of Ben Hashmashos, from Shkian. That's considered Mach Shechubah. There are two different dinim and two different opinions as to when Shkia is. But as far as the Metzias of Laila, it's clear that the Ikar Metzias of Laila, as we explain, is only 72 minutes later. That's the Ikar Metzias HaLaila. And Shkia is Zman Mesupik because it's Mach Shechuba. So based on that, we can explain Rashi that we started with. Since we explained that the Yisod Safik Ben Hashmashos is not a Safik B'Mitzias Hayom V'Alayla, but rather Im Yeshlo Dinei Layla Le'inyin Dinei HaTorah. What's the Safik? The suffix is not in the Metzias of Yom and Laila. When is there a Metzias of Laila? Only after it's completely dark. And Shkia is not a suffix in the Metzias of Yom and Laila. It's definitely not there yet. Just Shkia is the suffix is as far as Dinei Laila. Does it have the Dinim of Laila yet? That's the suffix during the Ben Hashmashos. So we can say that it's not a suffix klali b'chol dinei Torah. And we can say that l'inyan din echad b'Torah, it'll be day, and l'inyan din acher, it'll be night, because it's a din, it's not a mitzias. If it was a mitzias, then it's always going to be the same. Ben Hashmashos is Ben Hashmashos is Ben Hashmashos. But now we're saying that it's not a, it's a suffix b'din, not b'mitzias. So if that's true, now we're looking at the Ben Hashmashos a different way, not like we always looked at it. Is it now nighttime or is it now daytime? No, does it have dinim of day or dinim of night? So now we can say that that's the there's a chiluk between somebody who does malachas and two Ben Hashmashos is that he's chayv chatas mamanavshach. Because mamanavshach, we're dealing here with dinei Shabbos. If linyan Shabbos is considered yom, then he's mischayev on Saturday night. And if in Dinei Shabbos it's considered day, then he's mischayev. And if it's in Shabbos considered day, then he's mischayev on what he did Saturday, Ben Hashmashos. And if it's considered night, then he's chayev for what he did Friday, Ben Hashmashos. So therefore, like we saw in the like we quoted from the Gemara, that if a person does malacha Ben Hashmashos of both Friday and Saturday, then he's chayv mamanavshach. But linyan riyas hazav, which are gimel riyos, and they're different dinim. Why are they different dinim? Because the first riyah of the zav is kari, and the second riyah of the zav makes him tummy for 7 days, and the third riyah of the zav is for a karbon. So in such a case, we can say that even if for the first day it's considered yom, like let's say he saw Sunday Ben Hashmashos, so it's considered yom. But maybe when he saw the second day Ben Hashmashos, maybe it's considered night, because that's already as far as Dinei Tumah are concerned. So when you're dealing with dinim, so if you're different area, if they're different dinim, if we're dealing just with Shabbos, so then it's going to always be the same. It's linin dinei Shabbos. But here, there are three dinim chalukim. There's keri, tumah, and karban. So maybe as far as dinei keri goes, it's considered day. So he says Sunday by day. And as far as tumah goes, it's considered night. So you saw Monday by night, and there's a hefsek in between. Or maybe no. Maybe it's considered that Sunday, that as far as Keri goes, when he sees Banish Mushes of Sunday, so it's considered night. And then when he sees a Monday, maybe it's considered day. Because that's as far as Tumah is concerned. And therefore we have a Retzef here, we have a continuation of two, we have a consecutive 2 days. Or maybe both, because as far as the carbon is concerned, maybe it's considered both, and then it's going to be 3 days, as we explain. And therefore, Rashi is not shver. We started with Rashi, and we saw some Rashi Ketzad. Shema Banish Mashas Arishan Kulam Ena Yom Banish Mashas Sheni Kulam Ena Laila. V'nim Tziyom Echad Hefzik Beintayim Betar. And we said, how can that be? How can it be that the first Banish Mashas is day and the second Banish Mashas is night? The answer is we're talking about different dinim. This is Din Keri, the first Bria, and the second one is Din Tuma. And therefore, since they're different dinim, Banish Mashas could have a different status. If it was a Metzias of day or night, there's nothing to talk about. Banish Mashas is going to have the same status. But if it's not a Metzias, if it's a din, maybe as far as Keri, it's considered night, Banish Mashas, and as far as Tumah, it's considered day, or vice versa. So obviously, this topic of Banish Mashas is a very, very deep one and a complex one, and there's a lot more to talk about, so I hope we're able to return to it in future shiurim. I'm just gratified that in our shiurim on Maseches Zavim, we were able to deal with this and talk about it, and hopefully open up new vistas of thought. And we should be zocha mirtzah Hashem b'li neder lachzor v'lishnos perek zeh. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.